Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
I'm going to stand up this episode.
Locked On Timberwolves Podcast. April 11th edition, 10:15 p.m. current recording time. Tim Fakeless hasn't even sat down in his chair yet.
I'm not going to sit down.
He's not going to sit down for the entire pod. Hasn't even taken off his Timberwolves credential yet. Still standing. Says he has something to give me. My name is Zachary Bennett, and I eagerly await what Tim Fakeless is about to give me.
Zach, scrub mode, Zach.
Scrub mode, Zach. Zach not wearing socks. In his UGG slippers and Jordan sweatpants.
After telling me your current dietary predicament at home.
Oh, no.
I decided who better than you to receive one of the two final regular season home game Tibbs Gatorades.
Oh, get hype. Will you add more context to the story?
Every home game. Just like any other pro sporting event, I would imagine, the head coach, in the Wolves' case, Tom Thibodeau, comes out and speaks to the media, answers questions, et cetera, et cetera. There's a little product placement going on at these games. The NBA, the Wolves, the Target Center, something, someone, some entity sponsored by Gatorade.
It's hype right now.
There are two Gatorades that are always placed on each side of the microphone that Thibodeau speaks at.
And he never drinks them.
Not only does he never drink them, they're never touched unless a media member grabs them.
And I am now drinking one. And this is a Gatorade Flow. Have you ever heard of Gatorade
Flow?
No.
What's your review?
Decent. And as anybody who is friends with me on Facebook or has followed me on Twitter in the past, I'm all about petty food debates and favorite Gatorade color, and not just personal favorite, like best. Universal best is often one of my debates. This blood orange known as the Blackberry Wave, I've never had it before. It's good. It's good. Not great.
Decent. Do you think it'd be better refrigerated?
I do. And it reminds me of the G2 Gatorade. You know, the low-cal ones. Which I'm not, like, big on. Gatorade Frost is the best, by the way. The icy blue, the lighter blue.
I actually agree with you. But I...
Oh, Tim, this is refreshing. Thank you.
I'm not going to elaborate on why that's especially funny to me, but you're welcome.
Go on.
Nope.
All right, fine.
How was that pizza tonight?
Pizza for lunch, pizza for dinner. I do enjoy some of the... Shouts to the Edina Community Center for all the wonderful snacks they have.
Shouts to the cave. All right. Speaking of that, shouts to...
That was a deep cut. Oh, okay. Jerry Gardner.
Okay, yeah. We're going to get into this real quick.
All right.
I have been active on Twitter promoting, and I think you've maybe retweeted once or twice.
I'm doing a long-form story on the organization. Don't steal my idea.
I won't. I'm going to share the hell out of it, though. Jerry Gardner, a friend who I've known for a long, long time. Decades. We're talking decades. Since I was a boy.
He used to monitor you as a child.
And now we are peers. Anyway, he coaches a basketball team known as Minneapolis Fab. And he also, which is part of a bigger, I don't want to say conglomerate because it's not a business. It's a youth organization called NYE.
It's a nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Thank you. And I'm blanking on what it stands. What does NYE stand for? Do you remember?
I haven't gotten that far in the story.
Neighborhood
yet.
Youth Academy? Is it NYA? We're going to look it up.
Story to come.
Anyway.
He's purposely withholding me from attending practices until the bigger kids are there. But anyway, continue.
The group of athletes that he works with are generally low income. Zach is standing up.
I can't, like, sit and watch you do... I can't do this podcast with you standing, so now I gotta stand.
Well. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's Neighborhood Youth Academy. NYA, I'm sorry.
Got
not
it.
NYE. Not New Year's Eve.
Jerry Gardner.
Jerry Gardner coaches one of these teams, Minneapolis Fab, 15-under team. As I said, those players are generally from low-income neighborhoods. And he himself is a rich man. He's doing fine. But he's not a overly wealthy man. He's not Ricky Rubio, for example. So he formed a GoFundMe page to try to get some money for uniforms. And they're up to $1,995. Their goal is $2,500.
And it's more than just uniforms, too.
Oh,
it's like people who can't, you know,
uniforms,
people on the team.
Scholarships. I know that they do classes.
Shoes.
Just everything. And travel expenses to get to the tournaments themselves and to pay to participate in the tournaments.
Not all parents of the families involved can afford to pay the money necessary, so they need to have fundraising things as such.
Jerry Gardner is a good human being and deserves your donation.
And
if you would like to learn how to donate, contact one of us on Twitter, because the GoFundMe page is it's GoFundMe.com/Minneapolis-Fab-15U-team.
I will put the GoFundMe link on the show post.
Perfect.
On the website.
Perfect.
ZoneCoverage.com. But anyway, how this ties into the Timberwolves game tonight is...
There were, I think, six, maybe eight coaches that were selected. They do this at the end of, I think, every season. It's the Dove Care something or other. Basically, you have to be nominated by someone else as a coach that not only coaches but does something impactful in the community. In Jerry's case, the whole Neighborhood Youth Academy program. He's very active in it. He's an assistant director, in fact. Someone nominated him, and he accepted an award at center court pregame today.
He was excited to go.
I saw him walking as I walked out of the tunnel. He got my attention. We exchanged hellos, and then I took a Snapchat and several videos and pictures of him, unbeknownst to him.
I laughed. I saw the snap.
I'll tell you what. None of you know Jerry, but
he's a great dude.
Watching him smile and wave was funny. He's a nice guy.
He's in a nice blue polo.
He's not a smile and wave kind of, hey, kind of guy.
I'm going to make him listen to this tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go through his phone and be like, this is our podcast. You have to listen to it.
You're going to have him listen to us bumble what the name of the...
Don't say bumble like that, Timmy. You're going to have my ears a-perking.
We are off track.
Oh, we're kind of on track. That does tie into the Wolves, though. And Jerry deserves 5 minutes.
He does.
We're going to put the GoFundMe page on ZoneCoverage.com. That will go along with the show post. Definitely a good dude. Dude, this guy spends his breaks at his job at the aforementioned Edina Community Center watching basketball videos.
He loves
the game of basketball. He's dedicated to teaching kids the game of basketball and just doing nice things for kids in general.
Yeah.
So he's a great dude.
That's 100% correct.
And it's definitely worth the cause. On to a footnote in today's podcast, the actual game, the Wolves.
The Wolves played a game.
The Wolves home finale, a loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder 100-98, was exciting. If nothing else, I mean, it started out as a lull. I was watching it on my couch, fell asleep.
Correct response to that first half.
Woke up conveniently at the beginning of probably the hypest video since the Kevin Garnett return video.
Oh, my God.
So hype.
So,
Should I play it? I can't play the whole thing. It's like two and a half minutes.
It's 3 minutes long.
If you haven't seen it, go to the Timberwolves Twitter account, twitter.com/Timberwolves, and watch it. But it's narrated by a couple of the Rhymesayers.
A trio
from the Rhymesayers label, Slug,
Prof,
and POS.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a performance.
By POS and Prof performing, it was all under the beat of POS's Get Down, which is probably his danciest number. And then Prof performed his song, what is it? Rules, I think? It was one of his early songs, but it was under the Get Down beat. It was really cool. It was fun to listen to, and they incorporated the Wolves in the lyrics a little bit. It was a good time.
I was jamming.
I was jamming hardcore.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
In Meteor Row.
I went to the bathroom.
Where emotion is not allowed, but it's kind of allowed, but not. It's definitely not allowed.
You can't tell a media member covering basketball to not, you know, bop his head when POS is rapping. That's not part of the job description.
That's true. But this was a celebration for... No, never mind. Continue.
Oh, I was just going to say, I went to the bathroom and got my snacks. 2 minutes left in the first half. I needed refreshments.
In Zach's life, those snacks are sometimes known as dinner. Gummy bears.
You told me not to say anything, so I'm not going to say anything.
Gummy bears, pretzels.
They had jelly beans, chocolate, freaking, chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, wow.
Mike and Ike's.
Wow.
Popcorn. They had the whole shebang today. We were talking about food hot takes. I don't know if this is a hot take, but I think jelly beans are gross. But
they are. I've been to the Jelly Belly Factory. Great facility. Oh, man. To put it in perspective, there's a teacher at the school I work part-time at, Miss Stronzer. She had a class party.
I remember her.
A couple weeks ago. And gave me all the leftover popcorn bags and stuff, and I've had them in my locker at the school for a while, and I took them home today.
That was nice of her.
Anywho, this...
You must have had to move a lot of cones to get that kind of
stop
popcorn.
It! That's just far-reaching. Ba-dum-psh! If I had the sound effect button, I'd play it. Wow, this is just...
All right, let's take a couple steps back. We were talking about the video.
Hype video.
The video pertained to an unveiling of a new Timberwolves logo.
What'd you think? Which was leaked by the Star Tribune. It was funny.
Yeah.
Because I was at about 3 o'clock looking through Reddit, where I've been straying away from the Twitters for past month or so, ever since I had to restart my account, which was a devastating day in Zach's.
You're almost back to 1,000
professional
followers.
Career at ZacharyBD on Twitter. Support the cause. I'm scrolling through Reddit, and one of the posts filtered into my feed was from Reddit/Timberwolves, and it said Star Tribune leaks new Wolves logo. So I click on it and I see it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's legit. That's totally the logo. I'm going to see that in an unveiling later tonight. But the first comment was so funny. It goes,
go on.
Man, I bet the Timberwolves owner is really pissed at the Star Tribune owner for leaking this this logo.
That is stellar.
Which is funny because A and B, it's Glenn Taylor. So
that is why it's funny.
Glenn Taylor needs to get on that.
Unless Glenn Taylor did get on that.
We didn't see the uniforms.
Clicks matter now.
We didn't see the uniforms.
I don't think we're going to see those until about August.
That's what you're saying. You're saying it was leaked to get the clicks.
It's all about the clicks now, man. Mm. Not about the subscriptions to the paper. It's all about the clicks.
The clicks. I'm with
you. When you said that it leaked, did it like pop up for a little bit just long enough for Twitter to... and Reddit, I guess, to grab it, and then they got rid of it? Or how did it leak?
I didn't do due diligence on that. What I assumed is either Kent Youngblood or Jerry Sagota got a hold of it.
Got it. Okay.
And they're both Star Tribune employees. Yeah. Ergo, Star Tribune leaks the logo.
Got it. Sorry, what were you going to add? The jerseys, right?
Bro, yeah. The logo. What do you think of the logo?
I like it.
It's a logo.
Yeah. I'm not going to overthink it. I've seen a lot of people say... they're ripping off the Brooklyn Nets as if the Brooklyn Nets were the
you
first.
Mean Nets Daily?
I was going to say, the Brooklyn Nets ripped off SB Nation in general, did they not? I mean, the circle with the name of the site around it and then the actual like photographic logo inside.
I'm not sure if you're being serious right now or not.
I'm being totally serious.
Really? You think so?
I mean, I'm not saying that I came up with it. I saw lots of people on Twitter. Like, one dude was tweeting at Candace Hoopas saying, are you going to sue?
Oh my goodness.
It looks like the Candace Hoopas, blah, 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 blah.
I think the really meta inside joke is that Nets Daily Nets Daily is like the SB Nation
right.
Nets account. And that person, whoever runs that, like got really mad at whoever did the Nets rebrand. And so ever since then, it's been the joke. It's been Nets Daily is going to be really pissed about the Timberwolves logo.
Well, I mean, I guess by that token, yeah. Maybe Nets Daily is pissed at the Wolves logo now, too. It's the same general concept.
There's no question about that. Nets Daily is pissed.
Ultimately, though, it's a logo.
It's a logo.
I'm more worried about the jerseys and the floor.
I liken it to when the schedule comes out. Everybody's like, oh, the schedule's coming out.
Yeah.
It's a schedule.
They play all the same teams no matter what. Guess what? They're going to play the teams. That should be the like the unveiling of the schedule. They play the teams.
Wolves to play teams in upcoming season.
All 29.
Breaking.
In places, including Minnesota.
This might be a tad inappropriate, but what's with the butthole at the center of the basketball on the logo?
That's supposed to be the North Star.
Oh, so it was a valid question with a valid answer. It's a North Star.
Yeah.
Maybe, right,
maybe
I like it.
Maybe
I
that's a meta, like, shots at the owner of the old North Stars for moving the team. They're saying, you know, the North Star.
Yeah.
And then they implement it in a basket.
How mean are the Dallas Stars, by the way, for not even changing the team name? And the Lakers, now that we're at it.
Yeah. God damn. Teams that move out of here just have no creativity.
Well, it's because Minnesota has all the creativity.
Well, obviously.
We're the best.
Bob Dylan and Prince or something.
We're the best. The times they are changing.
Who else is... There's an author. J.D. Salinger's from here. Boom.
Charles Schulz would like a word.
Well, okay. J.D. Salinger wrote, like, books.
What are books, Tim?
It's like the internet made out of a tree.
There's pictures?
Sometimes. Sometimes, like, in the middle of nonfiction, which is real things, fake news.
I only do the books with, like, bubbles coming out of the character's mouth.
Oh, Charles Schulz.
You know him.
I've dabbled.
You've heard of him. What did you think of the game? You were there. You covered it.
It was...
Drew Mowald was like, he thought the, and I think you agree with this sentiment, the Lakers loss was the most Wolvesian loss of the season.
Yeah,
they outdo themselves tonight?
I mean, the Lakers loss was a more extreme version of a Wolvesy loss because Towns and Wiggins both had 40 points.
True.
You could say this was a very Wolvesy loss in another way because they were down by 18 to the Westbrookless Thunder.
Oh, my goodness.
Came back, took the lead, lost their lead, and then just horrendous defense at the end of the game is why they couldn't hold their lead. Oladipo won the game on a wide-open shot. And Tibbs was right back to his "you got to do your job" thing at the end, after the game.
Was it any different?
No, it was It was as if it was the middle of the season and there are 30 games left.
Oh my goodness! Wait, there's not.
It turns out. Wait for it. There's one game left,
and people won't even be able to get to see it on TV. Well, at least most people.
Yeah,
it's on FSN Plus.
I will. I'll say this once.
Close circuit to Jace. Go ahead.
I'll say this once. If this was the last game I saw Shabazz Muhammad play, I'll be sad.
Really?
If this is the last game I saw Ricky Rubio play in person,
I'll definitely be sad.
I'm going to be more than sad. I'm going to be...
Inconsolable?
Borderline angry?
We're going to need to go to the bar, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
If it is.
I think that's the correct answer.
Playoffs to playoffs?
I think we need to hit up playoffs, maybe... No, just playoffs. I hear they have free beer on Thursdays for a half hour.
For a half hour,
free Miller Lights.
I don't know if it's Miller Lights. I just made that up.
Oh, if there's free beer, it's Miller Light. Maybe Busch Light if they're getting real cheap.
There's a dive bar called In Cahoots in Hamel, Minnesota.
I like dive bars.
Which is by where my mom lives. Mm-hmm. They have a sign outside that says free beer tomorrow.
When am I going to go and eat dinner at your mom's restaurant?
She's not back at work yet. Soon, though.
I'm excited. All right.
Shouts to
Zach's mom.
Yeah, Leah. Shouts to you, mom. Here on National Sibling Day, you too, Drew and Della.
Yeah.
And the restaurant is Birches on the Lake, where Jim Peterson once met my mom. Do you want to tell that story? Because you're dying to tell that story.
Can I?
Yeah, you can tell that story.
Okay. All I remember because he walked up.
I went to Lynx practice, and I am one of the few media members in this town that goes to Lynx practice.
And if I recall...
It was shoot-around, actually.
It was
in the Target Center.
Coach Reeve wasn't there to take questions. Is that right? So, Jim, you suggested, how about we talk to Jim?
No, that's a different story.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, all I know for sure is Jim saw you, walked up to you. Hey, Zach.
Met your mom last night
at the restaurant she works at. It's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, it was good. Good times. Close circuit to Jim Pete.
Shouts to Jim Peterson.
Yeah. I don't have a message, so screw the close circuit to Jim Pete. Anywho.
Oh, God.
It was a fun game, though, to watch the comeback.
Yeah.
I mentioned I took a nap. I woke up to the hype video.
I'll be totally honest. I hardly saw the comeback because I was writing the breaking news, quote unquote, about the new logo for A Wolf Among Wolves.
Well,
we
can't knock you for doing your job, Tim.
Yeah. Well. That's why I'm less enthused about the game and more about it, despite the comeback and the close finish. I was just kind of on the whole thing.
If anything, you should be more excited about the outcome if you're a Wolves fan because it moves their chances in the lottery. They have like a 16% chance of getting
a top three pick.
Yeah, compared to whereas if they won it, it would have been a 6% chance.
Okay.
And I like the Kings' chances in tonight's game because the Suns sat Devin Booker.
Oh, man, they're really pushing for it.
And
huh?
Tyson Chandler. They started somebody I've never heard of.
Isn't that fun?
When I want to see. Actually, I'm going to pull up his name right now.
Lineups, I saw Bill Simmons. Man, this might be the first Bill Simmons shout that we've had without Tom Schreier in the studio. But
Tom Schreier's ears just perked up somewhere. Simmons?
Who talked about Bill Simmons in my studio? No.
Derek Jones Jr. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, man. He was the dude in the dunk contest. The D-League guy.
Oh, well, I took All-Star Weekend off, man. I didn't watch it.
At any rate, Bill Simmons tweeted
Tyler Ulis started.
He's been good. He's been starting, if I'm not mistaken.
Starting quality guard?
I think he's been starting, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, okay, continue.
But that's not saying much because the Suns are tanking for a reason.
Yes.
But, well, the steam in my Bill Simmons story is kind of faded. But
okay, go on.
He tweets, Lakers starting, Meta World Peace, Jimmy Goldstein, and the three bus siblings in this game. I think they rested like everybody.
That today is pretty funny. Oh, man. What else? What else is there? The Wolves play Houston tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got to be back to do another pod anyway.
I got to write about the game.
This game? Tonight's game?
Tomorrow's game.
Oh. So you want to just reconvene and do this again tomorrow?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just come over and watch it.
That's fair. We can do that.
All right.
Well, I got to be in this chair tomorrow to produce the ALAFM football machine.
What time is that at? Because I'm done. Well, we can talk about this after, but yeah, I'll be back around 6:30 or so.
Meet me at the Blue Door at about 9:30. That's where we watch.
The game's at like 8, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where we go after this, though.
So. Maybe I'll watch the game with Will.
All right, yeah, that's
and then enough. I'll come to the Blue Door at 9:30 to finish it off.
Remind me to get your backpack from my house today,
I'm too. Coming back.
All right, cool. All right, that's it. So long. This has been the Locked On Wolves podcast for April 11th. For Tim Fakelis at TIMFAKLIS, my name is Zachary Bennett at Zachary BD. So long.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.